started. Liquid data on the go. Now that. Terms and conditions apply. The Hot FM main news.
Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: NJCC urges political parties to place women in winnable seats. Zambia Land Alliance questions the reinstatement of land agency functions. And in international news, toddlers among more than 50 school children kidnapped in Nigeria.
The Hot FM News with Mwansa Mwanakaoma.
Now the news in detail. The non-governmental gender organization Coordinating Council has urged political parties to ensure that at least 30% of their adopted candidates are women ahead of the nomination process for the August general elections. NJCC board chairperson Beauty Katebe has also called for an end to the sidelining of qualified female leaders. She has urged political parties to act decisively and transparently in their ongoing candidate selection processes, reminding them of pledges made to promote greater inclusion of women. Ms. Katebe said true inclusion requires more than token representation, stressing that women must be placed in constituencies where they have a genuine chance of winning rather than being assigned unwinnable seats.
NJCC to remind parties that women are ready and capable. Lists of qualified female candidates have been shared with parties, removing any excuse of unavailability. We believe Zambia can do better than the less than 15% in the recently dissolved parliament and a paltry 7% at local government level. The time to change the narrative is now, while adoptions are underway. Proportional representation seats must not be used to deny women access to the 226 first-past-the-post seats. PRS seats should complement, not replace, genuine adoption.
The Zambia Land Alliance says the reinstatement of land agency functions for Kitwe City Council, Kafue Town Council and Jongwe Municipal Council could be perceived as politically motivated. Recently, government restored land agency status to the three local authorities with immediate effect following suspensions imposed between January 2024 and January 2025. In an interview, Alliance Executive Director Patrick Musole said the move could raise concerns over whether sufficient corrective measures were implemented before the council begins their land agency functions. Mr. Musole has since appealed to the council to introduce adequate safeguards to curb the illegal allocation of land.
So that's another issue of concern, the suspicion as to whether the lifting has been done because sufficient measures have been put in place to ensure that there is no recurrence of the same illegal allocation of land. Could actually be misinterpreted, are being done for political expedience, for this election year. And so I think we are concerned that there is no durable solution to the illegal allocation of land. So I'd like to appeal to the councils to ensure that adequate measures are put in place.
The Emerald Production Watch of Zambia has called on mining companies operating in the country to adopt cost-effective mineral extraction technologies similar to those used in China in order to improve efficiency and profitability in the sector. Speaking to Hot FM News, organization president Musa Kasimba said Chinese mining firms have successfully developed low-cost, high-efficiency extraction methods without compromising safety and environmental standards. Mr. Kasimba has noted that adopting such technologies could help struggling mines remain operational during periods of low global commodity prices. He has added that the move could attract fresh investment into Zambia's mining industry, strengthen the sector, and improve overall productivity and economic growth.
Economic mining plan. plan for China is that they reduce on the costing and the targeting production. We need to be very practical, too instrumental, and too preview of the news down home where the head of state has been commissioning multiple projects in mining, which is a plus for us, but entirely manages ourselves how to do mining in economical aspect. We need to tap from these countries like China.
Government has reaffirmed its commitment to strengthening aviation safety, security and international cooperation. This follows the deposition of instrument of ratification to the International Civil Aviation Organization in Montreal, Canada. The deposition follows guidance from the Office of the Vice President directing the Ministry of Transport and Logistics to deposit several key international aviation instruments aimed at enhancing global civil aviation governance and security. The ministry has stated that the deposition of the instrument marks a historic and progressive milestone for Zambia's aviation sector as the country continues aligning its legal and institutional frameworks with evolving international civil aviation standards. This is according to a statement issued by the ministry's public relations unit.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Association of Vendors and Marketeers has expressed concern over continued fire incidents affecting traders in the informal sector, especially as the country approaches the general elections. In an interview, Association President Abel Chikwa said it is unfortunate that marketeers continue to lose property and merchandise in unexplained fires. Mr. Chikwa has noted that most traders are unable to insure their goods, leaving them vulnerable to major financial losses whenever such incidents occur. His remarks follow a recent fire incident at New Soweto Market, which destroyed three makeshift restaurants and an electronics shop.
It's unfortunate that you are always the victim as workers in the informal. If it's politically motivated, it's very unfortunate. Our goods are always not insured. So in case of fire like it has happened in other markets, including so actually inside. So it's just prudent that when we go for election, let's follow the rules and let's not be victims. Why should the informal workers always be victims when election are done? It's like with the parties, wherever there is election, we must be victims. I think our appeal to government is that cautious measures throughout our PC market. We are not victims, we are being protected.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Gunmen have kidnapped more than 50 children from three schools in the same town in northeastern Nigeria, teachers and residents have said. Most of those missing are aged between 2 and 5 years old. Eyewitnesses who saw the attacks on Friday morning in Mossa, Borna State, says the suspects used the children as human shields while fleeing on motorbikes, preventing security forces from opening fire. The BBC has more.
More than 50 children are now reported to have been abducted in northeast Nigeria in attacks on three schools on Friday. Most of them are between 2 and 5 years old and were taken from nursery schools in the Musa area of Borno State. Hamas and the Israeli military have confirmed that the head of the group's armed wing, Ebedin al-Haddad, was killed in an Israeli attack late on Friday in Gaza City. Al-Haddad had been the de facto leader of Hamas since last year and was the last surviving member of the group's senior leadership that planned the October the 7th attacks on Israel in 2023. Israeli officials said the strike came after a week of closely observing his location. A ceasefire has been in force in Gaza since October. An appeals court in Norway has rejected a demand from Greece to extradite a man involved in assisting refugees, including documenting alleged abuses by the Greek authorities. Athens had issued a European arrest warrant for Tommy Olsen, founder of the organization A June Boat Report, accusing him of facilitating illegal entry.
This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
In sports news, Ministry of Information and Media, Permanent Secretary Thabo Kawana today hosted former Confederation of African Football President Ahmad Ahmad and former Football Association of Zambia President Andrew Kamanga for talks on football's role in promoting global unity and development. Kawana said that discussions focused on the 2026 FIFA World Cup as a platform for diplomacy, cultural exchange,